Well, welcome back to segment three of Program 8 of The Bigger Picture. I'm Woody, your host on The Bigger Picture. And we're talking about the 100 people that screwed up the world. And this is from the perspective of Bernard Goldberg back in the beginning of the 21st century. As he gives out some names of folks that really impressed him and their ability to mess things up. And Bernard himself is a best-selling author. He wrote the book Bias. It revealed all the mess that CBS News was doing back in the 90s they've been doing it forever, I guess. I remember a CBS crew during the evacuation of Vietnam that was filming us in 1975 over in Guam, and they were trying to manipulate the loading of Vietnamese people we were evacuating out to create pathos instead of being humane and loading them through the troop doors in large gangplanks. It would have been easier for the older people that were evacuating to get out. Anyway, I have a bad taste in my mouth for CBS. I've hated them ever since. But anyway, so he... Goldberg got an award for his book Bias. He used to be a liberal, became a conservative, and he's a pretty good guy. But anyway, he's identified these 100 people, and obviously we're not going to go through 100 right now, but let me just go through beginning with the least worst. You know, 100, these are 100 people that really have screwed things up, but there's some that are even worse than others, and we're going to start at the back. Number 100, he said, were Rick and Kathy Hilton. Well, who are those? Well, obviously part of the Hilton fortune, the original, I guess, privileged white people who don't have a brain in their head, as exemplified by the fact that their daughter is Paris Hilton. Oh, man, what a... Enough said. Anyway, Rick and Kathy Hilton, number 100, and now we start down. Number 98 was Sheila Jackson Lee, a Texas congresswoman who famously said once that it was great prejudice that no hurricanes were named for black people. Hurricane Juanda, whatever. Anyway, she said that. And number 97 is Todd Goldman. Let me read from page 60 about Todd Goldman. You need to hear this. I want to try to remember what it says. I want you to hear what he said because... As you've heard me say, it's the feminizing of America that has made such a tremendous difference in the mess that we're in, or caused us to be the mess we're in. Okay, Todd Goldman is a guy because he made a lot of money putting out T-shirts that bash boys. Slogans like, boys are stupid, throw rocks at them. Okay? The image on the T-shirt shows a bunch of rocks flying through the air toward a stick figure boy's head. How about this one? Lobotomy, how to train boys. Another one. Boys cheat, cut off their feet. The T-shirt shows a girl holding a bloody butcher knife while the footless boy stands in a pool of blood. Todd Goldman. Wonder if he's related to Dan Goldman of the 10th District of New York, who hates Trump. He's got about $350 million of personal wealth from Goldman Sachs, and he's an idiot, like Todd Goldman. Oh, anyway, boys are stupid. Run over them. Boys are smelly. Kick them in the belly. The girl in this one, as you might imagine, is doing just what the T-shirt says. Boys make good pets. Everyone should own one. Stupid factory, where boys are made. Now, this is... Todd Goldman. Okay, he's number 97, and we're getting even worse from there. Number 67 is Randall Robinson, the author of The Debt, What Americans Owe to Blacks. Well, he's the guy that started the reparations mess. Number 66, even a little bit worse than Mr. Robinson, is a fellow named David Duke. We all know who he is. Enough said. 46, boy, do I agree with this. He should be higher. Baba Wawa. Barbara Walters, the ultimate effete snob, the declarer of what is true without having a cogent thought in her head. Oh, except maybe Jerry Springer at number 32. started the cultural decline of America with that asinine show. Or let's go to 30. Latrell Sprewell, who thought $7 million a year wasn't enough for his family to live on. Well, he was making $14.7 million a year when his performance, well, declined a little bit. So they offered him $21 million over 3 years. And he went, by the way, he's the guy that choked his coach when he was with San Francisco. Oh, you can't live on $7 million. What are you chump trying to do to me? Have you heard that attitude? $7 million a year, and this man couldn't feed his family. Nonsense. Number 30, Latrell Sprewell of the Minnesota Timberwolves back in 2000. Number 17, Al Sharpton. Boy, we know what a race baiter he is. He's caused and he continues to cause trouble in our country. You know, God says it's an abomination to sow discord amongst brethren. Proverbs 6:19. This guy says he's a minister, the Reverend Al Sharpton. How about number 12, Dan Rather? Enough said. I fully agree with that one. All right, now, but let's move on to 6, 5, 4, down to 1. Jimmy Carter. Nice fella. You know, started, housing the homeless and doing all sorts of great things like starting the Education Association. It's destroyed America, according to the Conspiracy of Ignorance book by Martin Gross. Okay, well, we're going to stop with Jimmy Carter as we move into the next segment, and we'll pick it up with the next genius. Come back, will you, for segment 4.